Expanding health care is a priority for President-elect Barack Obama. Many experts are looking back for some lessons at why President Clinton failed in his effort to do the same. But as NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains, it may be more instructive to consider what President Lyndon Johnson did successfully.
Just moments after a bill to create Medicare got through a key House committee in March of 1965, President Johnson was in no mood to celebrate. Johnson used a recording device called a dictabelt to tape many of his Oval Office telephone conversations. In this one, he's on the phone demanding that legislators keep moving the bill.
You just tell them not to let it lay around. Do that. They want to, but they might not. Then that gets the doctors organized. Then they get the others organized. And I damn near killed my education bill letting it lay around. Yeah. It stinks. It's just like a dead cat on the door. When a committee reports it, you better either bury that cat or get it some life in it.
Today, Medicare, the health insurance for the elderly and disabled, and Medicaid, the program for the poor, cover more than 90 million people. David Blumenthal has been listening to those Johnson tapes. He's a health policy expert who advised the Obama campaign. He's written an article that argues LBJ succeeded because he was willing to leave the details to Congress and even let others get credit, like powerful Arkansas Democrat Wilbur Mills.
Johnson would make clear to Wilbur Mills that it was going to be the Mills bill. Mills would get the credit in history. Mills would be able to control the details. Johnson didn't care about the details.
Historians have often given more credit to Mills for the passage of Medicare and Medicaid. But Blumenthal says the tapes, like this one from before the 1964 election, show that LBJ was always at the center, pushing Mills.
Wilbur, I got a poll in Vermont that I've just looked at, and you know what my weakest point is? We've done nothing for the old folks.
I know it now.
It's not on any particular part of the old folks, all the old folks.
Another lesson is that Johnson was willing to ignore the high cost of health care expansion. In this tape, he tells Vice President Hubert Humphrey he could no more limit spending for health care than tell his wife what groceries to buy.
I went up $500 million on this health extra. I said, don't ever argue with me. I'll go $100 million or a billion on health or education. I don't argue about that anymore, and I argue about Ladybird buying flour. You got to have flour and coffee in your house. And education and health, I'll spend the goddamn money.
Johnson, with years in the Senate, was a champion arm twister. Blumenthal describes what happened when LBJ summoned Democrat Harry Byrd of Virginia to the White House after he seemed ready to block the Medicare bill in committee.
So Byrd went sort of chasing over to the White House, and LBJ no sooner invited him into the Oval Office than he ushered him through the Oval Office into the next room where there was a press conference waiting. And with cameras rolling, LBJ took his elbow and leaned into him and said, Harry, is there any reason why you can't move the Medicare legislation?
Byrd fudged, but Johnson persisted until he got Byrd to make a public commitment.
Harry Byrd must have realized that he had just been manhandled by a true master.
Maybe only Johnson could have gotten away with that. But Blumenthal, who teaches at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School, says the lesson is that every president must figure out his own effective style for cajoling lawmakers. Brandeis Professor Stuart Altman is another veteran of the healthcare wars, going back to his days in the Nixon administration. He says the new president has an opportunity, but advises him to move fast.
Take advantage of it, but do what LBJ did in 1964 and make health care reform one of his first items. Don't dilly-dally like Bill Clinton did. Do it quickly. Do it in a way that is consistent with where the majority of the Congress is. And don't try to overreach.
The article on the lessons of Medicare's passage appears in the New England Journal of Medicine. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.